This week, All Things Considered turns 50. Joel Abrams of Boston recalls making dinner one night in 1991 and listening to a story about Haitian cane cutters in the Dominican Republic. Here is an unnamed cutter heard through an interpreter.
When you live here, this is all you know, cutting cane. Even if you're born here, if you have skin as dark as I do, you are Haitian. You cut cane.
Abrams says the story changed him.
If you'd asked me, was I interested in farm workers in Haiti, I would have said no. But I listened to this, and it really made me care about them and brought them to life as people for me in a remarkable way.
Living among the Haitian workers was a Canadian Catholic brother.
It's strange that these kind of practices can keep going through history for such a long time after slavery was supposedly abolished.
Another worker, Lulu Pierre, spoke through an interpreter and echoed Delaney.
They sold us to this place here. They gave us a machete and a plastic jug for water. We had to bring in the first cart full of cane before we could eat anything. When I went to the cane field, on the first swipe, I cut my foot. With the second, I cut my hand. I said, I can't do this work. So I resolved not to do it and see what God is going to do with me.
Reporter Sandy Tolan describes the living conditions.
This Baté is a village of squat, tiny houses made of thatch or crumbling bricks and long concrete dwellings, rows of single rooms for newly arrived migrants. About 1,500 people live here. There are no paved roads, no plumbing, not even outhouses. Black pools of open sewage surround the buildings. Outside a concrete row house, a young woman uses a plastic pail to bathe her baby daughter. In the doorway, holding their three-year-old son, is her husband, a barefoot, wiry man in cut-off pants, who's just returned from the cane.
No, pas moi, Johnny. Johnny Jean.
Tata. Tata Pierre.
My name is Johnny Jean. I live here in Baté number 5.
My name is Tata Pierre. We live here with our children, Jonira and Fernie Jean. We have to sleep on the floor. I don't think that is natural. It's not good.
Any kind of animal can bite us, mice or rats. Then there are spiders. That is no good for us.
I see that the company takes away most of what my husband makes. I can't buy the things I need to make the food. I see my children go through a whole day without me able to give them anything to eat, and that hurts me.
I think it was the storytelling and the way it brought these people's lives to me and a way that really like brought depth and made me understand them as people in a way that I really wasn't expecting to.
Joel Abrams of Boston, remembering the Haitian cane cutters who've stuck with him since he first met them on this program back in 1991. It was originally brought to us by Sandy Tolan and Alan Weissman.